going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Columbus is coming back. He's coming back to America.
What, they figured out he didn't discover it the first time, or what?
I don't know.
But he's coming back.
Yes, he is.
That's nice.
Right on. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. President Donald Trump announced Sunday that he is bringing Columbus Day back from the ashes after the Democrats did everything possible to destroy the 15th century Italian explorer Christopher Columbus, who the Italians love. I'm bringing the day back, Christopher Columbus Day back. The 45th and 47th president added that Democrats tore down his statues and put nothing but woke, or even worse, nothing at all. Well, you'll be happy to know, Christopher is going to make a major comeback. I'm hereby reinstating Columbus Day under the same rules, dates, locations as it had all of those many decades before. This declaration arrives on the heels of the President and First Lady Melania flying to Rome, where they attended Pope Francis' funeral alongside an array of other world leaders paying their respects to the departed Pope on Saturday. As Breitbart had reported, the origins of Columbus Day, commemorating Christopher Columbus, stem from efforts to combat racism against Italian immigrants, who endured everything from racial epithets to lynch mobs when they first arrived in the United States. But in the era of cancel culture and wokeness, Italian Americans found themselves facing a new type of mob, one that seeks to scrap the federal holiday celebrating Italian immigrants and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day, claiming that Columbus Day offends Native American communities. Oh, yeah, yeah, it was Chris Columbus. Yeah, he's the one who made all the deals with the bad deals with the Native Americans, right? It was his. Or Italian immigrants that came much later. Come on. October of 2021, then President Joe Biden issued the first ever presidential proclamation for Indigenous Peoples Day, adopting the practice long pushed by the left as a replacement for Columbus Day. But under the fearless leadership of Donald J. Trump, we're bringing it back, back in a big way. Look, it's part of history. You can learn from history. You can learn a lot of lessons from history. Some may not be flattering to the Americans of that time. Some may not be flattering to Native Americans, depending on the historical event. Some may not be flattering of England when they were trying to control the colonies, etc. It's part of history. Now, I know, you know, in the last 30 or 40 years, the curriculum in many schools loves to push a more negative narrative, which isn't always inaccurate per se, but on balance, America is, we're the good guys around the globe. I never said we're perfect. We're not flawless. We've made mistakes, some large and some small. We've made a lot of them. But on balance, I believe this is the shining light of hope and a beacon of freedom. And freedom is more than just you're free to come and go as you want. Here, you're free to raise your financial status. You know, you're free to own a firearm if you choose to. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes along with the word freedom. And you know what else you have the freedom to do if you don't like it here? You're free to vote if you're a legal citizen.
Right.
Or you're free to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two mechanisms that you can do. Some countries you can't just leave.
That's true.
Some countries you can't vote. Or if you do, it's like...
It was fixed already anyway, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's that.
An exercise in futility.
Mm-hmm.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.